Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Red Badgero. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bernie Hungling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Rip Collins. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Greg Mulivey. Batting second. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood throws to second for one, and Mulivey throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Goslin moves to second. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Kress reaches second base with a double. Goslin scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero takes first base on ball four. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Mulivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulivey strikes out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulivey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Hungling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hungling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulivey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil strikes out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber can't make a play. That's a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metzler bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. Blue moves to third. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Badgerow hits a line drive into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber strikes out. Two outs. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0 for 1 in the game. Malivi takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malivi moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Malivi scores. Whatwood moves to third. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Malivi. Melillo moves to third. O'Rourke moves to second. Bernie Hungling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hungling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hungling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barnes hits a fly ball into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kerr. The throw from Hung Ling and he is safe. Kerr steals second. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Malivi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Hung Ling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hung Ling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hung Ling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Hung Ling reaches second base with a double. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Metzler is chasing the ball. Jolly rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barnes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 3 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Malivi fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goslin. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Goslin steals second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goslin. The throw from Tate and he is out, Cecil applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler who is chasing the ball. Tate reaches third base with a triple. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 2 in the game. Faber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Malivi takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Malivi. The throw from Hung Ling and he is safe. Malivi steals second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Tate scores. Malivi scores. Whatwood moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. George Blea Holder now pitching. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whatwood scores. Fothergill moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Barnes hits a line drive into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Badgerow hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 3 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Cecil reaches second base with a double. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kerr bunts towards the mound. Blaya Holder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Tate hits a line drive towards short. Kress catches it and throws to second to double up Cecil. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernie Hungling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hungling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hungling hits a line drive into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult pinch hits for George Blaya Holder. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. O'Rourke moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Blue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.